what is happening is they file some summons to the messenger of court, and the messengers of court come in and oust the property of those ex-workers. Whether they are there or they are not there, they'll just break in and take things out. Now, these people, they have no money. They're still waiting for their arrears in salary. And the pensioners are waiting also for their gratuity and arrears of payments. So there's nowhere to go. They just stick around that house. Or some neighbors will just say, bring your things in our house. We keep you for the time being while we're still waiting for your arrears. Of which those arrears in salaries, I doubt very much will come across on those monies.
Is the mine giving the former workers an option to rent the houses?
They don't. What happened actually, this mine was being owned by Mr. Mawere. Now, when Mawere was there, he promised to give the houses to the workers, one, and giving them 20% shares after 5 years. Now, due to what happened during those days when Mawere was being victimized by the government, he sort of going to South Africa where he was staying all along. So everything was distorted. Giving the houses to the workers, that was a non-starter. And the 20% after 5 years, that was a non-starter. And since 2009, we weren't getting the exact salaries we should be getting. We were being given either $50, $40 a month, saying the rest will be calculated and you'll be given later on. Up to now, nothing has materialized.
Are you challenging the evictions?
Definitely I am, because I'm not very happy about what is happening.
How are you sourcing funds to pay for legal services?
This is, a very big problem we're facing so far.